The latest Chinese food quality scandal comes as little surprise to Marion Nestle. She says it happened before, not only in China, but right here in the United States. Marion Nestle is professor of food nutrition at New York University. Tell us what did happen here at the turn of the last century.
Well, we had people were doing exactly what they're doing in China. They were diluting milk. But they didn't have melamine at that time to make it look as if it had an adequate amount of protein. So they were just diluting it, and babies were sick and dying because they didn't have enough protein.
What were they diluting the milk with here?
Well, just water.
Just
and not clean water at that.
Well, were they getting sick from toxins or just from lack of nutrition?
No, they were just getting sick from lack of nutrients.
And how bad did the situation become?
Well, it was bad enough so that there were milk laws passed to prevent that sort of thing from happening. Around the turn of the century, along with food and drug laws, came all the laws that would protect the milk supply. In fact, the first laws in the United States that had to do with safety had to do with artificially diluting milk.
Was there enough of a public outcry for that to change the laws or to at
least
install
laws? Yeah, there was a huge public outcry over it. I mean, people were horrified at the idea that anybody would do anything that would hurt young infants. But it really took Upton Sinclair and his book, The Jungle, which talked about the horrors of the meatpacking industry, to get the food and drug laws passed in 1906, and that was the first time there were national laws.
I know you say that we shouldn't be too smug about what we see happening in China right now. The motivation, do you see being the same? I mean, it feels for many people when they hear about what's going on in China.
Well, I don't like being too xenophobic about this, because what's happening in China is exactly what happened in the United States in the late 1800s and early 20th century, when the entrepreneurs were doing whatever they could to make money. And that's exactly what's happening in China, is we have rampant entrepreneurial capitalism with no constraints and very, very little oversight. And the remedy is a very simple one. China has to get its Food Safety Act under control. And the sooner, the better.
By the way, do you think that there's anything that the Chinese government can learn from the United States, given the fact that we had very weak laws and no laws here at one time?
Yes, I think they can learn that national regulation is absolutely essential. You cannot count on companies to produce safe food voluntarily. It can't be done voluntarily. It has to be mandatory, and it has to be mandatory with testing and inspection.
But this can't be new news to the Chinese government.
I don't think so. I just think they have an enormous problem to deal with because of the size and scope of the country, the fact that there's never been food regulation before. And they're starting from scratch in a country that's much, much bigger than ours was in 1906 when our laws were produced.
And China knows that what's happening there gets noticed worldwide.
Well, it gets noticed worldwide because China is the producer of world goods. And to the extent that they're producing shoddy goods, people are going to stop buying them. And they're going to open up markets for more responsible producers. Now, the government must absolutely know that. And so they're going to have to figure out for themselves how to get their Food Safety Act under control.
Marion Nestle is a professor of nutrition, food studies, and public health at New York University. Her latest book is called Pet Food Politics, The Chihuahua in the Coal Mine. Thanks very much, Marion.
My pleasure.